Brought out to about the 36-yard line. Here's a quick pitch now to the left side. That is Easton Nelson as he brings it across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Brady Rutt in on the defensive stop there for Hastings High. Of course, Rutt will be our starting quarterback here. 2010 season, Rick Rebarger and the Tigers. So a pickup of about 6 yards in a play. Second down and four just underway. The season opener here for Hastings High as they take on Skyler here tonight. Skyler will keep both ends in tight this time. The backs will be stacked up in a Maryland I formation a la Adams Central here. Second down and about 4 yards to go from the 41-yard line. Here's a handoff again straight ahead, and he's going to be met there right at the line of scrimmage. Getting the handoff for the Skyler Warriors was Kosick again, as Kosick takes the ball inside, close to the first down marker there at about the 45. They got to go to the 46 for the first down, so it's third down and about a yard to go. Skyler's moving left to right here in the opening quarter of play at Lloyd Wilson Field. Gorgeous night for high school football, Jimmy. Clear skies, sunshine, 84 degrees, winds out of the south at 14, gusting to 23. So it's third down and a yard. Skyler's got the ball. This is the opening position of the ball game. They got it on their own 45-yard line. They hand the ball off again. That's going to be a first down across the 50. Stump his way down to about the 49-yard line. That's Easton Nelson. Nelson, a 5'10", 180-pound junior running back for Skyler. Hallbeier in on the stop for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings will go with Eric Smith, Trenton Hallbeier, Brandon Springer, and Alex Keel across the front. The backers, Brady Menke, Dylan Hallbeier, Casey Lammers. And in the defensive secondary, Gordon Perez, Brady Rutt, John Laneson, and Tanner Jones for Hastings High. Rick Rebarger is very impressed with what the defense has gotten done so far during preseason camp. First down, 10 yards to go for Skyler. Here's Pa with the ball. He's going to carry it himself across 50, down to the 45, down to the 44-yard line, where he's tumbled down right there. Dylan Hallbeier, he's all over the place here in the opening couple of minutes of the ball game. Great job by Hallbeier, but Josh Papa takes it on a quarterback keeper. The 49 down to about 44. Pick up a 5 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and five.
One thing, you look at the starting front for Hastings High. Some good size up there, some big fellas. But you look at Skyler, not real big, but they're getting the job done, opening up some nice holes. Already 21 yards on the ground on 4 carries for Skyler as they're faced with a second down and nearly 5 yards to go here.
Wide receivers go left and right. Here's a quarterback, face it up inside. He's going to run it himself. He bangs it across the 41 to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. Again, going to be very close to a first down. Eric Smith on the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers. Paul was not actually under center that time, Jimmy. He was only about 2 yards in the backfield. There wasn't in a true shotgun formation. He wasn't back far enough for that. He was about 2 yards maybe behind the center. They just flip him the ball, and then he runs it to the right side and picks up first down.
Yeah, was able to scamper off the right side for about a 5 yard gain. The third first down here for Skyler's initial drive here of the first quarter.
So Josh Papa, and a nice little drive here for the Skyler Warriors. Papa again has got the ball, fakes it inside, and now hands the ball away. That's going to be Kosick. Kosick takes the ball to the 35 yard line as he angles to the left side. John Laneson, it'll stop for Hastings High defensively, but Skyler been going right at this Hastings High Tiger defense. They really hung their hat on the defense on the rushing attack last year. They lost their big stud offensively last year, but flat getting the job done. Nice looking drive here against the Hastings High defense.
Well, again, Mike, they're doing a great job up front blocking, just opening up some nice holes, and running back by committee right now for Skyler. Several guys have touched the football, 29 yards on 6 carries, second down and about 6.
Here's a Papa again, a quarterback keeper to the short side of the field, into the open, 35-30, down the sideline, 25, and he is tripped up as he falls forward down to about the 21-yard line. Brady Minkey in on the stop there. So another first down for Skyler here in the ball game. What is that? Five already? Five first downs for Skyler here on this drive as they got the ball down into Hastings red zone, down in the red zone at 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors at the Hastings high 20.
Big gain there, 15 yards off the left side. Fourth first down on this drive here, and they are knocking on touchdown door here as they have entered the red zone.
Wide receivers go left and right. Papa again hands the ball away. That's going to be Easton Nelson as he takes it right up the gut there across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Dylan Hallbeier in on the stop again for the Hastings High Tigers. They say his knee goes down at about the 16, so they give him a 4 yard gain. Second down at about 6 yards to go for Skyler. Look, working left to right here in this first quarter of play.
Mike, we talked about the offensive line doing a good job here on this initial drive. Some adjustments are going to have to be made defensively for the Tigers, but primarily all the carries have gone right between the tackles, so they have done a tremendous job against this front four of Hastings High.
This drive started at their own 20 yard line. Here's Papa again as he pitches the ball back to Kosick, trying to go to the left side. This time he's going to be swarmed under. Trying to get to the corner. He did not get there. A bunch of black shirts out there. Trenton Hallbeier was one of the guys out there for the Hastings High defense. Kosick tries to make the corner, and he was chopped down by Hallbeier. Nice play by the Hastings High Tigers, and now it's third down. Call it third down and five from the Hastings 15-yard line.
And that's a better defensive play there. They tried to stretch that off the left side, and a lot of black jerseys over there for Hastings High. A good penetration of the guys up front. Able to bring down the ball carrier for no gain. Going to bring a third down and about five. Ball spotted down at the 15-yard line.
Wide receivers left and right, high snap, and they're going to throw the ball wide open into the end zone. Touchdown. That is Sabata. Caleb Sabata grabs the ball, a 15-yard touchdown pass, as Papa just stood up, Jimmy, and he was wide open. Caleb Sabata grabs the ball, takes it into the end zone. I think Tanner Jones just got burnt.
Yeah, the receiver was lined up over on the left side, and Papa just had to take a couple of steps back. Just a slant pattern across the middle, and I think Jones was mixed up on coverage there, but the wide receiver wide open in the end zone. They connect on a 15-yard touchdown pass, and now Skyler in to attempt PAT.
All right, ball is down, and let's see. It's Papa. He's going to run with it to the left side. He takes it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. It is good. I don't think that was planned, was it, Jimmy? The snap was a little bit low. Papa just grabs the ball and takes it around the left end and takes it in the end zone for the two-pointer.
Well, he still had time to get it down on the pad, but Papa just elected to take it off the left side. A lot of room out there, and he was able to get around the end to take it in for the two-point conversion. So early in the ball game now with 6:52 left to go in the first quarter, Skyler takes her initial drive 80 yards and puts a six spot and the two-point conversion. They lead Hastings High 8-0.
That was an impressive drive there by the visitors, the Skyler Warriors. An 80-yard drive there against the Hastings High Tiger defense to open up the season. We'll take a break. 6:52 to play. Skyler 8, Hastings nothing. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Lloyd Wilson Field. High school football underway here tonight. Not a very good beginning there for Hastings High. 12 plays, 80 yards for Skyler. They stuff it in the end zone, and it's 8-0. Skyler's got the lead.
No, a lot of excitement around Tiger camp this year. Was able to talk to a coach a couple of times through the summer, and he was looking forward to this upcoming season. Had a lot of youngsters coming in. Was hoping to see some good things, and that's definitely not the way Rick Rebarger wanted to see his troops start out the season. As Skyler takes it 80 yards, stuffs it in the end zone. We'll see what the Tigers can do now.
This is Hastings High returning the kickoff. Tanner Jones brings it across the 20. Angles a little bit to the right side to the 25, to the 26, to the 27, where he is brought down right there. So Hastings High will start first down and 10 on their own 27-yard line.
Well, we'll see what Hastings High does. Offensively, you mentioned Brady Rudd on the defensive side of things. You will mention his name an awful lot. He will be the starting quarterback back for a second year. Brady putting on nearly 15 pounds in the offseason lift, and he's a big quarterback at nearly 200 pounds. He will be carrying the load on his shoulders here this season for Rick Rebarger.
Emmanuel Quesada, you know, the last stop for the Skyler Warriors. You didn't want to try it off of the bat here, right out of the gate?
Not right away.
Here's a pitch back to Tanner Jones. Spins his way out to the 31-yard line, where he's dropped down right there by Clay Kosick. So Kosick makes the stop there. Pick up of about 6 yards in the play. And second down and 4 yards to go. Hastings High working right left here in the first quarter of play. 8-0 the score. Skyler's got the lead.
And another guy, we mentioned Brady Rudd in there. Also, Tanner Jones going to be carrying a lot of the load at the running back position. And also a couple other guys we'll get to right after this play.
Austin Herringer is another guy in the backfield there for Hastings. Now Jones goes in motion. Now Rudd fumbles a snap. A big pile up down here at the 31-yard line. And let's see. Warriors say they're on top of the football. The guys in the zebra suits do not agree here. They give the ball back to Hastings at the 32. So Brady Rudd has some problems with the center exchange from his snapper there, Trenton Hallbeier. Ball's back on the football. Now Hastings High is looking at a third down and 5 situation here in their opening series of the season. Brady Rutt, the quarterback, with Tanner Jones in the backfield. Austin Herringer back there as well. Hastings High, that kind of that doubling set again. Jones goes in motion. Rutt pitches the ball back to Jones. Eludes one man at the 30. Brings the ball to the 35. Still on his feet to the 36. Fighting his way, and he's going to be dropped down right there. Jones had to take it to the 37. I don't think he made it. Going to stay his forward progress. Stomped at 36-yard line. Kept his feet moving there, Jimmy, but he was brought down and chopped down at 36.
Did a great job there. Jones was hit at the line of scrimmage by the outside linebacker come up. Very lucky he did not have the football stripped as he kind of made a spin move and then met up with the defensive backs and tried to fight his way for the first down. He was going to come up about a yard short. So Tanner Jones will be in for his first punt of the evening as Hastings faces a fourth down and 4:51 left to go here in the first quarter.
Jones averaged 34.8 yards per punt a season ago. Two men back deep for Skyler. Hastings goes three plays and out in their opening possession, and now the officials call a timeout. Nope, it's going to be a Hastings High timeout.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised Rick Rebarger didn't go
on the opening series of the season.
Yeah, you look at the stakes. You've only got half a yard to go.
All right, we'll see what happens. Rick Rebarger wants to talk things over. We got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Skyler 8, Hastings nothing. That's why we leave Rick Rebarger at home and we go to Las Vegas. He's going to punt the football here on fourth down and a half a yard.
They told me this summer he may take a few chances, but the first drive, first game, probably not. Tanner Jones in the punt.
And it's a low snap. In fact, he takes it off the turf. Jones gets it away. Good kick. It's going to go over the head of everybody. He's going to bounce here at the 15-yard line. Takes the Hastings bounce down to about the 13. That was a 51-yard kick there. Got a new spotter in the booth. He uses kind of a different system there. 51-yard kick there by Tanner Jones.
Oh, yeah, we'll take about anybody up here in the booth.
Anybody we can find.
That's exactly right.
So, Skyler, their opening possession, they started at their own 20-yard line, 12 plays. They stuck it in the end zone. Then they hold Hastings on 3 plays and out. Hastings forced a punt, and now Skyler will start this drive, first down and 10. They'll start this drive at the 15-yard line. So Skyler's had the ball here offensively throughout much of this first quarter. Papa is your quarterback again as he turns and hands it away. That's going to be Nelson angling to the left side. He picks up a yard or two as Easton Nelson brings the ball out to about the 17-yard line. A short gain on the play. We'll give him about 2 yards, second down, and 8 yards to go. This is exactly what Skyler wants to do, Jimmy, just to control the ball, get those long, time-consuming drives, take some time off of the clock, and they're doing that exactly so far in this ball game in this first quarter.
Well, they did a beautiful job going right down the field. 4 first downs on that first drive. 10 plays on the ground, 2 through the air. Papa, effective when he threw it. He was 2 for 2 for 30 yards with that one touchdown pass.
Ball is on the far side hash mark. Papa has got the ball, fakes the pitch, and now rolls to his left side and loads. The ball is going to be caught down his sideline, out across the 35 and run out of bounds at about the 38. That's Caleb Sabata. Tanner Jones in on the stop for Hastings, but Sabata takes the ball all the way out here. They're going to mark it at the 37-yard line. So we've seen Papa. He hasn't thrown the ball much here in the first quarter. What, 3 times now? He's completed all 3.
Yeah, completed all 3. That one there, nearly 16 yards. So we'll give him 3 for 3, 46 yards here in the ballgame. And again, Tanner Jones having some trouble out there on coverage as they went to his direction again, and they pick up a big first down. First down number 5 for Skyler.
Skyler's got the ball at their own 37-yard line. Papa's got it. He's hit once, and down he goes at the 40-yard line. Josh Papa takes it to the 40, a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Brady Rutt was the guy who brought him down, knocked him down at the 37, and he falls forward to about the 40, so we'll give him 3 yards on the play. It's second down and 7 yards to go. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Skyler has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 8-0.
Well, and you mentioned Brady Rutt's name again. You really don't want to see him in on a lot of tackles because he's your safety. That means the offense is getting some pretty good positive yardage. That one there was able to get him 3 yards, so bring us up second down and nearly 7. Ball spotted at 40.
Josh Papa again pitches the ball back this time to the left side. Nelson, stretch play across the 40, 45, 46, 47-yard line. Boy, Skyler's doing just about anything that they want to do so far against this Tiger defense. The tackle is made by Blaine Gatz. Blaine Gatz into the ball game now for Rick Rebarger and his defense. Skyler's now looking at a third down situation. Third down and a yard from the 47-yard line. 2:42 to play first quarter.
Skyler already with 126 yards of total offense in the ball game, and we're still in the first quarter. Hastings High, 3 plays, 9 yards.
Josh Papa again behind the center as they hand the ball away, angling to the right side. He's going to have the first down as he brings it into Tiger territory down to about the 47-yard line. That's Nelson, Easton Nelson, the ball carrier there. The tackle is made by Brady Rutt again defensively for Hastings High, but not before Skyler moves the chains again. First down number, 6 in the ball game so far?
Yeah, first down number 6, and that one there gets him 7 yards again. Mike, they're just doing a great job up front, doing a good job blocking, opening up some holes, getting some nice gains for the Skyler running backs.
Papa again has got the ball. He fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, unloads. Ball is caught again. That's Zaroost with the ball as he's wrestled out of bounds down here at the 37-yard line. Jordan Perez in on the stop here for Hastings High right on the sidelines. But they bring the ball down to about the 37 of Hastings. Second down and about a yard to go for Skyler. They're moving left to right here in this first quarter of play. This is their second series, and they're taking it right down the field again against the Hastings High defense. Jimmy, it was defense that Rick Rebarger thought was going to be the strong point of his football team this year, but so far things have not been starting off on the right foot here.
Well, he was excited in 2-a-days, really thought his defense was going to be something they could hang their hat on, but right now early in the ballgame, they've got some adjustments to make.
Here's Papa again to Nelson. Bangs it across the 35, down to the 34. 4-yard line. Ellarud Resendez in on the stop there for the Hastings High Tigers defensively. Not before Skyler picks up another first down in the play. So first down and 10 for Skyler down here at the Hastings High 33-yard line. 1:50 to play. Adam Central also opening up their season tonight. They are playing out west in Sydney. We'll have the ball game on ESPN 1550 KICS. In fact, pregame beginning here at 7:20 with a kickoff at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll keep you up to date on that game here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Papa with the ball. Rolls left. He's still got it. Hangs on to it. Now runs it himself. 30, 25, 24-yard line. Penalty flags are down. Blaine Gatz over there defensively for Hastings High, knocking Papa out of bounds. But again, our first penalty flag of the season. It comes here in the final minute and a half of this first quarter. Now the officials will confer here down here at the Hastings High 27-yard line. 8-0 the score. Skyler has got the lead. There's the indication. A holding call against Hastings. holding call on the defense. That's going to be a penalty marched off against the Tigers, and nothing going right here for Hastings High, either offensively or defensively. Not the way that Coach Rebarger probably scripted the first quarter, huh?
No, Skyler's already run 20 offensive plays to Hastings High's 3. One penalty in the evening. That comes just now via Hastings High. And again, Skyler, we talked about the ground game, averaging nearly 5.5 yards so far here in the first quarter per carry. They're flat getting the job done in the trenches.
Yeah, nothing real fancy here either. They've thrown the ball a total of 4 times, completed 4 passes. Everything else has been pretty much pitched plays down inside the tackles. Here's Papa again running it to the left side. Takes it across the 10-yard line, down to about the 8 to the 7 before he's knocked down right there. So Skyler again on the move. Tanner Jones in on the stop for Hastings defensively. So now it is second down and 4 yards to go for Skyler. The ball is at the Hastings High 6-yard line with 1:05 to play here in the first quarter.
Skyler with 144 yards already on the evening here in the first quarter. And again, another quarterback keeper off the left side. And Pa was able to pick up good yardage, 8 yards on that carry. Second down and 2 here as we are now inside 1 in the first quarter.
Wide receivers left and right. The back stacked up again behind Papa. Turns, hands it away. Nelson fighting inside the 5-yard line, down to the 4, down to the 3, down to the 2-yard line before Dylan Hallmeyer brings him down. No, they say he got into the end zone for the touchdown. Takes it in from 6 yards out. He kept fighting there, Jimmy. Took it down to about the 2, and the sack just kind of moves ahead. They gave him the touchdown, so a 6-yard touchdown run by Nelson, and Skyler goes out on top 14-0.
Just a quick hitting trap right up the middle, right in between the guard and center, and Nelson doing a good job spinning and keeping them legs churning, was able to drag a couple of Tigers in for the 60-yard touchdown.
So Nelson takes it into the end zone. Here comes the PAT, and it's up there. The PAT is good, so they split the uprights in a very impressive first quarter here for Skyler. 2 drives. First one was 80 yards. This one goes 85 yards for Skyler. And the Warriors are shocking the Tigers here to start the 2010 season. We'll take a break. 33 seconds to play first quarter. It's Skyler 15, Hastings nothing. 12 plays, 80 yards to start the ball game for Skyler. 10 plays, 85 yards on their second series. Hastings High has stopped absolutely no one so far in this ball game, and Skyler is out on top of the score of 15-0 here in this first quarter of play. We got 33 seconds to play.
Yeah, pretty effective first quarter. The coaches over to the right, Skyler, got to be extremely happy with the way their ball club has come out in this opening game of the 2010 season. 150 yards in the first quarter, primarily all of them on the ground, 95 of them on the ground, and Pa's been very effective, 4-for-4 passing for 55 yards.
All right, here's the kickoff. We'll see if Hastings High can get something going here. They drive it into the end zone here, and Hastings will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Got some scores coming in here early. Crete is out on top of Grand Island Northwest by the score of 14-0. Lincoln East is leading Lincoln North Star by a score of 7-0 late in the first quarter. Ravenna is out on top of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. It is 7-0. That is late in the first quarter. Kearney High has scored the first touchdown. They've got the lead over Columbus. 7-0 is that score. 7:52 to play in the first quarter. Keep you up to date on all the high school football scores throughout the evening here tonight at 1230 KHIS. So the Tigers have the ball, and now we got a whistle. This is Hastings High trying to run their first offensive play here of this drive, and now Skyler calls the timeout. So they call a timeout. Maybe saw something they was not prepared for there. Skyler calls the timeout here. We'll take another break here toward the end of the first quarter. 33 seconds to go. It's Skyler 15, Hastings nothing. All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, we're back here at Lloyd Wilson Field this evening. 2010 season opener. Skyler has jumped out on top of Hastings. It is 15-0.
Well, 3 offensive plays for Hastings High thus far in the ball game: a 5-yard gain, a fumble, and a 4-yard gain, and a 51-yard punt. And that's all Hastings High has been able to muster up here in this first quarter.
Here's Brady Rutt. Play action pass. He wants to throw the football downfield. He's got a man out here. Overthrows him at the 50-yard line. Had a man out here right in the center of the field there for Hastings High. That was James Hammack. Hammack's a nice large target out there, a senior for Hastings High. Brady Rutt threw it just a little bit too far, and the ball goes bouncing into the big red H in the center of the field.
Good job by the offensive line giving Brady the time to throw back there. Hammack made some nice catches last year in his junior season. He's a senior this year, and they really have high hopes for him. And that one there just slightly overthrown out of midfield.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 20-yard line. Here's Brady Rutt again. Hands the ball away. Down he goes. Hands it away. And down he goes at about the 21-yard line out of this double wing offense. Running the football that time for Hastings was Austin Herringer. And the tackle is made in there by Jonathan Parson for the Skyler Warriors. So Austin Herringer, a 5'11", 180-pound junior, did not carry the ball last year for Hastings High. He gets his first carry here, and it nets about a half a yard.
A lot of hard work in the weight room by Herringer. He's a pretty good-sized product out there. Came out to the scrimmage last week, and looked very pretty good.
All right, third down now for Hastings, and now time expires here in the first quarter. So we will switch ends. Maybe that will change the fortunes here for Hastings High early in this ball game. One quarter in the books tonight in high school football. It is Skyler out on top of Hastings. It's Skyler 15, Hastings nothing. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College. Hastings trailing Skyler here in the 2010 season opener tonight. 15-0 is the score. Hastings now will begin the second quarter in a third down and nine situation. The ball is just across 20-yard line. Tigers now moving from left to right here in the second period. Here's Rutt with the ball. Wants to unload. The ball is going to be caught out here at the 30-yard line and knocked out of bounds. That's John Lanson with a reception there for Hastings High. The tackle is made by Easton Nelson for Skyler. Lanson just got the first down stakes, or did he? They're going to spot the football right around the 30-yard line. Of course, he had to take it to the 30. They're going to put it right in between the 29 and the 30. Did not get to the first down stakes.
Yeah, just shy of it. Same scenario Hastings High had when in the first quarter when they had a fourth down and just short. But Tanner Jones will come in to punt away. That gain was of 8 yards. So maybe Rick Rebarger seeing some stuff in the Skyler secondary. That couple receivers have been open on that drive. So we'll see what happens after this punt here by Tanner Jones.
Jones had a 51-yarder his first time. Stands right now at about the 18-yard line. Good snap. Jones will get it away, and this one is going to be shanked off of the right side of his foot. Bounces at the 48, and it goes out of bounds. That one was a 13-yard kick. That'll hurt the average. 51 on the first kick, 13 on the second one.
Yeah, and the first punt Tanner Jones had, he was rushed. He kind of bobbled the football. He had some heat coming, was able to get a nice high spiral off and kick it past the return guys. That one there, all the time in the world, shanks it off the right side. I seen your golf game this year. No shanks, though. Your game come around.
Oh, you haven't seen it lately, my man. You haven't seen it lately. It is first down now for Skyler Bourne. They're going to start this drive in Hastings High territory at the Tiger 47-yard line.
You couldn't ask for anything better, Skyler, to script things right now. They have done everything they wanted. Now a new quarterback in.
Yeah, new quarterback comes to the near side and throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. That's Justin Bonarek is into the ball game now. He's a sophomore quarterback for Skyler. We will check the sideline. Josh Papa was the starter, was very effective for Skyler. I don't believe he got injured.
No, he's in the game. I believe Papa was lined up at the one of the running backs. We'll see what happens. Yeah, he's the tailback now.
All right, so.
Must not like these early performance. 4-4 for 55 yards. They yank him and put him in at running back.
Now we got Bilnarek into the ball game as a quarterback. Now there's Papa with the ball. Breaks it into the open. 40 takes it to the outside. 35-30. Down the sideline. 25-20. 15-10. 5. He's into the end zone. Did he get in there? Yes, he did. Touchdown. 47-yard touchdown. Josh Papa. Maybe that's why they moved him to the backfield, huh? Boy, he's done everything here in this first half.
Boy, that was impressive. They lined up in the Maryland eye and just handed that off to Pa off left tackle, and he's seen an opening to the right side of the Hastings High defense. He cut it back across the green, and showing great speed, Papa takes it 47 yards, and boy, nothing going right for the Tigers thus far in the ballgame. They trail now 21-0 as Laura will be in for the PAT for Skyler.
Johnny Laura, right-footed kicker here, soccer-style kicker. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the extra point is good. Skyler shocking Hastings High here early in this football game. A 47-yard touchdown run by Josh Papa early in the second quarter. The PAT good. We'll take another break. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's Skyler 22, Hastings nothing. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. 22-0. Skyler has put one on Hastings High here early.
Boy, you just love to be at a chalkboard and erase everything that you've seen so far. So far, Skyler, 24 offensive plays, 197 yards of total offense, 3 touchdowns. Hastings High with 6 offensive plays for 18 and a fumble.
All right, we'll see what the Tigers can do now. They're going to have to start this drive from the 20-yard line as they bounce this one right out of the end zone. But Hastings not getting any field position either. They'll start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Get Adams Central playing out west tonight at Sydney. We'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on that game right here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia, they will not start their season until next Friday night when they take on Kearney Catholic. We'll have all the scores after the ball games tonight on our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Back for another season. So Brady Rutt comes back out for Hastings High. First down and 10 on his own 20-yard line. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and they bring the ball to about the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. Carrying the ball that time for Hastings was Austin Herringer. Ethan Chada in on the stop there for the Skyler Warriors. Well, Ethan Chada, spells his name C-A-D-A, but it's pronounced Chada. Pickup of 2 yards in a play, second down and 8 yards to go. The Tigers have the ball on their own 22.
Gazing at the Skyler roster. roster. I'm glad you've done your prep work. A lot of tough ones to start out first game of the season.
I told him when I talked with the coaching staff earlier, they're going to test us early here. Here's Rudd. He wants to throw the football. He's got a man out here. It's caught at the 40-yard line to the 45, 46, to the 47-yard line and brought down there. Patrick Opperman, the tight end for Hastings, running right down the center of the field, down around the hash marks. Jimmy, he was wide open. A nice pass by Brady Rutz. Hastings has got the ball out here to the 48-yard line, and that is the Tigers' first down of the ball game.
First down of the season, and nice job by the line. They give Brady the time to throw. Opperman just a slant pattern down the middle into double coverage, but Brady delivered a good pass. We'll give him 26 on the gain and a first down.
Here's a pitch play now. That's going to be Tanner Jones. Brings the ball inside Skyler territory as he takes it down to the 45-yard line. Easton Nelson in the stop there for the Skyler Warriors. So it was Jones coming in motion now, that double wing offense that they run here at Hastings Island. They just pitched the ball to him. Going back to the play by Opperman, he was actually a quarterback last year for Hastings Island behind Brady Rutt. Played several snaps there for the Tigers. They moved him to a tight end this year, and he makes a nice catch here in the opening ball game of the season for 2010. Tigers have the ball in Skyler territory. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 22-0. Here's Rutt handing the ball away to Herringer. He's going to be hit once, and down he goes. Takes it to about the 43-yard line. Give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. The tackle is made by Emmanuel Quesada. Quesada is a junior in there for the Skyler Warriors. Quesada, 5'9", 175-pounder. So now Hastings Island looking at a third down situation here. Third down and a yard to go. They got the ball to Skyler, 43-yard line. Ball's right in the center field. Two wide receivers split right side. Tanner Jones going in motion. They put the ball to him, and Tanner fumbles the football. Big stack up at the 50-yard line, and I think Skyler's on top of it. Yes, they are. Skyler on top of the football. I don't know if the pitch was a little bit behind Tanner or he just took his eyes off of it and fumbled the football, but nevertheless, Skyler's on top of it. Right at the 50-yard line, first down Warriors.
I don't know that Tanner even knew he was going to get the pitch. It didn't even look like he was looking anyway towards the football. Brady Rutt really upset out there as he tries to get the defensive troops settled down now, and a big turnover. Hastings High had a nice drive put together. They were into Skyler territory for the first time in the ball game, and mistakes, you cannot have them in games, and that was a big one there. Skyler will take over right at midfield.
So Milnarnik comes back out there again, and Josh Papa is going to be your tailback. They fake the ball to Papa. Now Milnarnik wants to throw the football to the right side. It's going to be caught down here at the Hastings High 25, breaks outside to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and knocked out of bounds to the 7-yard line. So Skyler's doing anything that they want, Jimmy, against this Hastings High Tiger defense. Brady Rutt down there knocking the man out of bounds. Caleb Sabata was the guy on the receiving end of that pass there from Benarik. Benarik just rolled to his right after they faked the pitch to Papa to the left side. Benarik rolls to his right out of the pocket there, and Sabata was wide open, takes the ball down to the Hastings High 7-yard line, and the Warriors are knocking on touchdown door again. In fact, they're going to put it down there at the 4.
Boy, and the quarterback, Benarik, he had 3 receivers out there, 2 of them wide open in that Tiger secondary. That goes for 46, first and goal for the Warriors.
Here's Papa off of the right side. He puts his head down and drives it into the end zone for another touchdown for Skyler. This one comes with 9 minutes and 5 seconds to go following a Hastings High fumble, and Josh Papa scores his second touchdown of this second quarter. This one on a 4-yard touchdown run. He had a 47-yarder earlier, and Skyler goes out on top now by a score of 28-0 with a PAT pending.
Boy, last year the Hastings High defense had a lot of struggling all through the season, Mike, and already in this ballgame, Skyler with 247 yards as Kata ended the game, and that one through the pipe. So Skyler extends their lead now to 29-0. They couldn't in the offseason replace the bulbs that are burnt out.
We'll talk with Ian about that, huh?
Exactly, we will. But boy, nothing going right for the Hastings High Tigers right now, as Skyler just doing anything through the air and on the ground that they want. And this is not the way the Tigers want to start the season.
So 9 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Skyler 29, Hastings nothing. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field. 9 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. It is 29-0. Skyler has got the lead over Hastings.
53 yards of total offense for Hastings High, as we talked about. Really stymied there in the first quarter. They were able to get the last drive, get some offense going through the air. A nice pass to Opperman. We'll see if Coach Rebarger likes to go in the air again. But right now, the Tigers in a deep, deep hole, as well as a touchback here. Cater doing a great job kicking the football for Skyler tonight. But again, Skyler with 9:05 left go here in the second quarter. They lead the Tigers 29-0.
So remember, this touchdown came after Hastings High fumbles the football. Before that, that was a 13-yard punt that we had to set Skyler up into good field position. So penalties and also mistakes early in the season really kill you. And Tigers are having a tough time getting anything cranked down here against the Skyler Warrior defense. First down and 10. We'll see what Hastings can do right here. Brady Rutt up under center, drops the ball, picks it up. He's in trouble, and down he goes. Awesome play of about 2 yards. Ethan Cotta is on top of Brady Rutt. Brady fumbles the snap again. That's the second or third time we've seen that problem here for Hastings High. Rutt back on top of it. He's swarmed under, a loss of a couple yards on the play at second down and 12.
Boy, and you just hate seeing things unravel the way they are for Hastings High. They've had the two-a-days. They went through the fall camp of getting ready, and boy, just things are looking very sloppy tonight. The quarterback to center exchange has been not very good tonight, as Brady was able just to pick that football up, lost a couple of yards. So second down and nearly 12 here, Tigers.
Brady up under center, looks over the Schuyler defense, hands the ball away again. Nobody's going to keep it himself. He's hit once in the backfield, and now nothing but green shirts. He's still on his feet, and he's swarmed under. Brady Rudd is tackled for a loss. Look at the white shirts getting up this time. Three or four of them. That's Clay Kosick in there, one of the guys. Brandon Sabato is in there. But he had a lot of help as Brady Rudd was swarmed under back to the 13-yard line, and it's third down. The Tigers have the Studebaker in reverse.
Well, and the thing is, Mike, we talked about the last drive. They were able to get a couple of good plays there, but you've got a block up front. There is way too many white jerseys in your backfield. Brady Rudd has nowhere to go. He's had losses of 2, and that one a loss of 7. They now have third down and 19, the ball on their own 11, with 7:41 left to go here till halftime.
All right, Rudd again is in a big hole here as he backs up. He wants to throw the football. He's got time this time. He launches it across the middle. It's going to be caught out here at the 23-24-yard line, but still far short of a first down. John Lanson gets the reception there. Josh Papa in on the stop with the Schuyler defense, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. So nice gain, Jimmy, out to the 24-yard line, but still, because of those previous losses, they still got about 6 yards to go. Tanner Jones will have to punt football again. 51 and 13 so far. We're at Tanner Jones as he waits here at the 13-yard line, waiting on the snap here. Good snap this time. Tanner will get into the football, a driving kick this time. Backs up. Schuyler down at the 35-yard line. He fumbles the football. He falls back on top of it back here at the 32. Brian Zaroost back here for Schuyler, grabbing the ball. He fumbles it away. That's where Schuyler will start first down and 10 at 32-yard line. A 40-yard kick there for Tanner Jones that time. Now we've got 6 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by the score of 29-0 in this football game. Coming up at halftime, we'll chat with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. Hastings will open up their 2010 season next Saturday in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Be a night game next week, 6 o'clock starting time. Broncos will be holding their second and final scrimmage of the preseason camp coming up tomorrow night here at Wilson Field.
Now we see Paul Merkowitz, head coach of Hastings College, down on the sidelines.
Talking with
smiling.
The celebrities down there on the Hastings High sideline.
A lot of celebrities here tonight. He should be smiling. He's got high hopes in Bronco camp after the playoff run last year.
6:46 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a quick break with a score. Schuyler 29, Hastings nothing. All right, Josh Papa back in there at quarterback now for Schuyler, and a quick pitch to the short side of the field. Nelson has run out of bounds over there by John Lanson. Line of scrimmage was the 32. Nelson takes the ball up to the 34. We'll give him 2 yards in a play. Second down, 8 yards to go. Tell you what, if you're the Hastings High defense, you just got to find something that's going to work out there, Jimmy, and keep these guys off the scoreboard. It's already a tall mountain to climb here in the second half, 29-0.
Well, it is, Mike. 111 yards through the air passing the football, and 146 on the ground. They've just basically been able to do anything they wanted, and a much smaller line than what Hastings High has. They have done a great job.
Here's Papa again. Quick pitch. And he fumbled the football. Hastings High picks it up at the 35-yard line. The Tigers have the ball down to the 31. Hastings High has got the ball down to the 31-yard line. A fumble there. The first turnover of the ball game for Schuyler. Grabbing the ball for Hastings High was Casey Lammers. That play didn't look very good right from the very beginning, Jimmy.
No, and Papa took the ball from center, rolled down the line of scrimmage to the left, and then was looking for Nelson. And a lot of penetration by the Tiger defense forced him to pitch that a little early, and that was just kind of ugly from the get-go. And the ball goes to the turf. Hastings High with the first big break of the evening. They trail here 29-0. They got to find some offense now. They got the good field position here at the Schuyler 31-yard line.
All right, man goes in motion. They're going to pitch the ball back to Tanner Jones. Spins at the 30-yard line. Tripped up inside the 30, down to about the 27. Tackle is made in there by Easton Nelson again for the Schuyler Warriors. Hastings has got to put some points on the scoreboard right here, Jimmy. We're nearing the 5-minute mark. It's 29-0. Tigers in a golden situation here. They get the ball now at the Schuyler 27-yard line.
Well, the last time Hastings High got into Schuyler territory, they fumbled the ball away. We'll see what happens here, but a good gain. Second down and about 6 yards here for the Tigers. 5:57 left to go till half.
Wide receivers to the right. Tanner Jones comes in motion. Here's the option play to the right side. That's Brady Rutt with the ball. Brady down to about the 22-yard line. Josh Papa in on the stop again for the Schuyler Warriors. Boy, he is good on both sides of the ball, Jimmy. We've seen a good performance from Josh Papa.
Well, he started out a quarterback. Wondered why they put him in a running back. He's got blazing speed as he was able to take that one touchdown burst of 47 yards. And defensively, he is just a ball hawk out there. We're going to have a measurement here as Brady Rutt was able to take it off the right right side. Pick up nearly 5 yards. We'll see what they do here when they put the stakes down. Going to be very close.
End of the first quarter, Nebraska City is leading Auburn by the score of 7-0. Arlington leading North Bend by the score of 8-7. Ravenna out on top of Donovan Trumbull at the end of the first quarter, 15-0. Still Kearney High is leading Columbus 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Some other high school football scores across the area tonight. They stretch out the chains. It's going to be a first down. So Hastings now with two first downs in the ballgame.
One via the air, one on the ground there. A nice shot by Brady Rutt getting out of the open. That's one thing. If they can get Brady out into the open, he's a 200-pound quarterback. He is a big fella out there. It's a tough time for the defense to bring him down in a nice gain and a first down at the 21.
Jones again comes in motion. They hand the ball inside. That's Herringer with the ball. Herringer down across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. So they run some motion and then come right back up the pipe there to Austin Herringer. Tackle is made by Emmanuel Quesada for the Skyler Warrior defense, but not before Herringer picks up about 7 yards on the play at second down and 3. 5:15 to play here in the second quarter.
Good job by the Tiger offense crossing up the Skyler defense. A good gain on first down. Makes it much more manageable of a second down play here at second down and 3. That gain of 7 yards.
Don Langton is your wide receiver split to the right side. Again, Jones comes in motion. Here's Brady Rutt with the ball inside to the 10-yard line. Rutt still on his feet to the 5, down to the 4, down to the 3, and still on his feet as he is finally brought down around the 2-yard line. Ryan Sabata finally wrestles him down. Brady Barrett comes out without a hat. Brady is missing his hat as he takes it down to about the 2.5-yard line. Good run there by Brady Rutt. The Tigers have a first down. First down and goal at the Skyler 2.5-yard line.
Well, and again, we talked about the strength of Brady Rutt doing a lot of work in the weight room in the offseason. He's an outstanding discus thrower. We'll get into that later in the ballgame. But more importantly, a good run. First and goal here for the Tigers. 4:35 left to go to half.
That's Jones going in motion again. They hand the ball away to Herringer, and he stopped. Herringer trying to angle to the left side, and he is stopped. They had some penetration down there at the bottom of the stack, and making the stop again is Josh Papa. A loss of about a yard in the play. It's another ball is pushed back at about the 3-yard line, in between the 2 and the 3. Here comes a couple of substitutes into the ball game now for Hastings High. John Langston checking back in there. James Hammy comes back in to deliver the play from head coach Rick Rebarger here on their sidelines. 29-0. Skyler's got the lead, but Hastings knocking on touchdown door. Second down and goal from just outside the 2-yard line for Hastings. Rutt has got the ball, pitches the ball back, a fumble on the play, and it's going to be recovered here by Hastings. But back at the 6-yard line, it's Tanner Jones. Tanner Jones gets back on the loose football back here at the 7-yard line officially. Now Hastings High looking at third down and goal from the 7. You can't make mistakes like that, Jimmy, down here in the red zone when you're trailing.
No, you can't, Mike. And that's just one thing about it. You work on this stuff at practice, and I don't know whether there's some miscommunication between Brady Rutt and Tanner Jones, but that's the second time that's happened on a pitch to the right side. And Tanner very fortunate to get back on the football. It's going to be a loss, though. Bring it back to the 7-yard line, and now we're going to have a timeout. Skyler, just mistakes, Mike. You cannot do that in any ball game. I don't care whether who you're playing. You can't have that many mistakes. Fumbles and penalties, and fumbles tonight have been the big key for the Tigers.
All right, 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Skyler 29, Hastings High, nothing. High school football here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We are at Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College. Not a good beginning for Hastings High. The Tigers fell behind 15-0 after the first quarter. Then Skyler scoring a couple of touchdowns here in the second, both by Josh Papa, 47-yard touchdown run and a 4-yard touchdown run. Skyler's got the lead 29-0. Hastings trying to battle back here. Third down, 7 yards to go. Third down and goal from the 7-yard line of Skyler. 3:15 to play. Man goes in motion. Here's Brady Rutt with the ball. Backs up, rolls to his left, takes it up inside himself to the 5, to the 4, to the 3-yard line. Brady Rutt gets the ball down to the 3-yard line. Josh Papa getting the stop for Skyler. Also in there, Emmanuel Quesada, the Skyler Warrior defense. Now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation. Boy, you got to go for this one, though, Jimmy. You got to put some points on the scoreboard somehow.
Well, I think so, Mike, and I think Hastings High is going to call a timeout. That's going to be the case, but a good run by Brady Rutt. He's able to get back the yardage that was lost onto the fumble, but, you know, we go back to it. 4 fumbles in the first half of a football game, and they have been very costly, and just a quarterback to running back exchanges, and Brady's had a little bit of trouble under center. But, yeah, fourth down and one yard to go here, and you're late in the second quarter. You got to try to get some points on a field goal. It's not going to be what you're looking for.
We'll take a break here. It's Skyler 29, Hastings nothing. All right, we come back here. 2:55 officially to go here in the second quarter play. Hastings High will go for it. Fourth down, the ball in between the 1 and the 2-yard line. Brady Rutt just goes straight ahead on a quarterback sneak. Did he get there? I don't think he did.
I don't think so, but I don't know what they're going to call here. Now the ball's loose on the field, but I don't believe Brady was able to get enough lunge. They tried to just go right up in behind his center, and there was great penetration there by the Skyler defensive front. And then the ball come bouncing loose, but no indication. I believe Skyler was able to hold Hastings High out of there. What an unfortunate turn of events here.
They're going to call it a fumble, though, too, Jimmy, because the ball is back out here to the 9-yard line. So on a quarterback sneak. Brady Rutt tries to go straight ahead and trying to fight for some additional yardage there to take it into the end zone. He has the ball pop loose, and Skyler recovers back out here at the 9. So the Warriors keep Hastings with a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Well, you try to put things on the shoulder of your leader, and Brady Rutt is going to be the guy that leads this team, but you got to have some blocking up front. Great penetration by Skyler. They hold him out from a yard out. Now they take over at their own 9.
All right, so we'll check the quarterback situation again. They're going to go straight ahead on this particular play. Dylan Holtmeyer on the stop there for Hastings High as they just hand the ball away straight ahead. So 2.5 to play here in the second quarter, and boy, they got to go into the locker room here at halftime and regroup, so to speak.
There's a halftime speech that's going to get some motivation going. They need one now, trailing 29-0. 5 fumbles in the first half play here for the Hastings High Tigers.
Josh Papa is back in there at quarterback. So they're running with a double tight ends. Maryland High formation here, and we got penalty flags down. Delay of game. A delay of game call here on Skyler. So delay of game on the Skyler Warriors. That's going to cost 5 yards. Loomis is out on top of Harvard at the end of the first quarter, 39-6.
Waiting for that score.
Fremont Bergen out on top of Homer. The score is 17-0. Kearney High and Columbus tied up at 7 points apiece. During the end of the second quarter, Shelton is out on top of Braska Christian, 14-0. That is at the end of the first quarter. Here's Josh Papa under pressure, rolls to his right now, unloads downfield. He's got his man, and he overthrows him out here at the 40-yard line. Man was out here for Skyler. Now we got a penalty flag down. A man was out here for Skyler. That was a Caleb Sabata. Check out the penalty flag back upfield here at about the 14-yard line. Illegal man downfield here. Another penalty marched off against the Skyler Warriors.
What a good job by Paul there as he faked the pitch to the right side, rolled it back, reversed to the other side of the field. Had Sabata downfield. Tyler Rebarger now into the ball game, sparing Brady Rutt, giving him a breather. Tyler, a sophomore out there, coach's boy, fine product, and yes, he was a Packer.
Elm Creek leading Burwell 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Crete now on top of Grand Island Northwest, 21-0. Lincoln East is leading Lincoln North Stars, 7-0. That's the beginning of the second quarter. Trying to keep you updated on all the scores throughout the state of Nebraska on this week number one high school football season. Third down, 12 yards to go for Skyler. They just worked the ball straight ahead. They're not going to be in any hurry to throw the football up here with a 29-0 lead. DC Lammers in on the last stop for Hastings High defensively. Now we got a timeout being called here. A timeout Hastings High. So the Tigers want to get their hands back on the football here. Late in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a minute and 49 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's now Skyler 29, Hastings nothing. All right, Aurora, I've lost track here. Time defending champs in Class B.
Yeah, just took was a year before. Right, 3 years.
Aurora leading Seward 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Aurora's going to have another great football team this year.
I was going to say this just in. Randy Hubert and his troops don't lose a lot. They lost Josh Bard. He was a star. And Andrew Rodriguez down at the University of Nebraska. But, boy, they replace those guys, some tremendous athletes.
All right, so Skyler's going to have to punt, finally, on fourth down and 7 yards to go. The ball is on their own 13-yard line. A minute and 49 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's the kick. Hastings High going to have a chance at returning this baby. They fumble the football again at the 42. They pick it back up. He's to the 45, and down he goes. Jordan Perez returning the ball there for Hastings High. That was a 40-yard kick again by the Skyler Warriors. Just a couple of yard return. A.J. Parsons down there on special teams with a tackle there for the Skyler Warriors.
Dry the football off. Heavens bid another fumble there. That's 6 of them in the first half for Hastings High. They will have a minute 37 left go. We did see some success throwing the football. We'll see what Rick Rebarger elects to do here. 1:37 left to go till half. They trail 29-0. Ball on their own 35-yard line.
James Hammack is your wide receiver split to the left side this time. Hastings High will come up here on first down and 10 on their own 45-yard line. Rudd has got the ball. He throws it. It's going to be caught by Tanner Jones down there at the 42-yard line. That's a first down. Josh Papa down there in coverage, but Tanner Jones makes the reception. Papa also had his hands on it there, Jimmy, but Jones just kind of ripped it out of there and hangs onto it. A first down for Hastings down at the 42-yard line of Skyler.
Yeah, and a good job. Brady rolling to the left side. Had a couple of receivers over there. Hammack was the other one deeper downfield, but he elects to go to the short man up, and that was Jones. He picks up 14. Another first down inside Skyler territory at the 31.
Here's Rudd again. He wants to throw the football. Looks right. He throws it right. Caught again. Jones has got the ball. He's at the 33, down to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Another first down. So back-to-back plays there to Tanner Jones for Hastings High as they move the ball down to the 29. Still plenty of time. 1:12 to play here in the second quarter. Tigers down 29-0.
Well, they found their niche. They can't do it in the backfield pitching the football, but they can throw a play catch with each other. A couple nice games. That one goes for 12. Down to the 30. 1:03 left to go here for the Tigers.
Here's Brady Rudd again. Backs up. Throws it right. It's caught again. 25-20. Down to the 15-yard line. Still on his feet. Down to the 12. Nice run there. A run and catch by John Lanson of Hastings High. He takes it down to the 12-yard line of Skyler. Now Hastings High looking at 54 seconds to play. 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Just trying to get something on the scoreboard before halftime.
Boy, and a nice job so far. Just short passes, but a good job by the receivers. And that one there, Lanson doing a great job staying in bounds, taking it downfield farther. And he picks up 18 yards there inside the red zone at the Skyler 12. well.
Rutt backs up again. He's got time. Holds it, throws it in the end zone. It's going to be over the head of everybody. That's a mini Maldonado, about 9 yards deep in the end zone, trying to come up with that one. Maldonado, he was injured last year, did not play for Hastings High, but he's back out there here this year. 6'2", 175-pound senior. Maldonado about 9 yards deep in the end zone. Brady threw it too high, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, he really had no choice. The pressure was coming. The linebacker was on an all-out blitz coming right up the middle towards Brady, and he had to just throw that one away. Talk about pause numbers. Brady, 6-6 up to that pass for 92 yards. A nice job.
Rutt hangs onto the ball again as he backs up, throws it. It's going to be caught. Short gain down to about the 8-yard line. That's John Lainson. They move from the 12 down to about the 8, a pick of a 4, but the clock is running down here. Valuable seconds being chewed up right here. Hastings High has got one timeout left. We are down to 20 seconds to go. Hastings looks a little bit disorganized here. They're up to the line of scrimmage, and Rutt's just going to down the football here. Now we got penalty flags down. Hastings High was in motion to get everybody set. Coming in late on the play was John Lainson from the sideline. I don't know if he got set out here as a wide receiver. That's the case. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Hastings High. That will cost him 5 yards. So as they were trying to speed things up, trying to save some time here, they commit another mistake, a 5-yard penalty on Hastings. Now the Tigers are looking at 3rd down and 12 yards to go down here at the Schuyler 17-yard line.
Boy, and nothing in sync there. Everybody confused with the clock running. Precious seconds ticking off the clock. You've got a 3rd down and nearly 10 yards to go. And everybody just looking at the sidelines for the play call. Times are running out. You don't want to call the timeout there. But 3rd down and 12 now. Tigers is 14.8 seconds left. Go here. They'll have.
They'll go spot the football at 15. Now Rutt wants to throw it across the center of the field. It's going to be tipped and then caught in the end zone. Touchdown. It was off of
Tanner Jones.
Yes, off of Tanner's hands, and James Hammack gets it on the rebound. How do we score that one? It's like a baseball double play there.
I tell you what, things haven't gone right for Hastings High the whole night, and with 9.7 seconds left to go, as luck would have it, things happened, and the Tigers get on the scoreboard as Brady Rutt had, again, some good time back there. Tried to throw the slant pattern across the middle of the field. Tanner Jones, it ricochets off of Jones into the hands of James Hammack, who was about a yard deep in the end zone, and he takes her in there, so the Tigers score. Now, they will line up to go for two, as we've got Brady Rutt up underneath center here. 9.7 seconds left to go to half.
Jones goes in motion. They're going to run the option play. Rutt has got the ball, and he takes it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So they get back on the, they scored the 8-pointers. Yeah, get
nothing
back on
hurt
track
here. Schuyler put 29 points up in the first half.
So Hastings is now down by three scores.
Exactly. That's right.
They go for the 2-point conversion.
Nothing hurt.
All right, 9.7 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Schuyler 29, Hastings 8. All right, NFL preseason football tonight. The Philadelphia Eagles have got the lead over my Kansas City Chiefs. Starting the second quarter, 10-0 is the score.
You know what? I looked in my closet, deep in the closet, and I still do have Chiefs stuff, but it's been buried for a few years. I don't believe you've been in your bright red Sunday suit for quite some time.
My tomato suit?
Yeah, your tomato suit. You look good in that.
29-8 is the score. Schuyler out on top of Hastings, but the Tigers finally get into the end zone here with 9.7 seconds to play. Jones will kick off, end over end kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. Seeing some good kickers here tonight. Both teams with a good kickoff man. Schuyler on the touchback, bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. I'm sure they'll take a knee and get into the end zone. They got to be happy here at 29-8.
Well, things have kind of changed here in the second quarter. Hastings High has had their hands on the football a little bit more, so to speak. They've thrown it to the turf several times as well. I believe we were up to 6 fumbles now in the half for Hastings High, but they were able to keep the football away from Schuyler, and that's what they need to do. Schuyler's been able to do anything they want offensively, and Hastings High just has to come out in the second quarter and try to control the football, no mistakes, and they're going to be all right because they've been able to gain some very valuable yards through the air here in the first half.
Josh Papa gets a snap, takes a knee, and that's going to be the end of the second quarter of play, but hold on here. We got some laundry. Yellow laundry on the far side of the field down here at 22-yard line. Not set in the offensive line again. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Schuyler, so a 5-yard penalty marched off here on the Warriors, and they will have to take one more snap here. Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll check in with Paul Merkowitz, the head coach for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings getting set to take on Briarcliff next Saturday in their season opener up in Sioux City. Hastings has a major scrimmage planned for tomorrow night here on this field. Talk with the coach how preseason gone thus far. Now Schuyler is up to the line of scrimmage. Clock is running. I don't think they're going to have to snap it here. We're down to 1. Now they finally do, and Papa gets the snap, and he downs it right here as he touches the turf with his left knee. The end of the second quarter is in the books. So the Hastings High Tigers with a little bit of mo, heading into the locker room here at halftime. 2 quarters in the books at halftime here tonight of a high school football game of the week on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break with a score. Schuyler 29, the Hastings High Tigers 8. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here. The 2010 season opener for Hastings High. The Tigers are trailing Skyler, here at halftime, the score is 29-8. We got the halftime numbers totaled up for you. Check in with Paul Merkowitz here in just a couple of minutes. Give you the scoring here in the first half of play. First possession for Skyler. They go 80 yards, 12 plays. Stuffed it right down the Hastings High Tigers defense. Josh Papa threw a 15-yard touchdown pass to Caleb Sabata. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the first quarter for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good. 8-0. Skyler had the lead. Hastings goes three plays and out on their first series. Skyler gets the ball back. This time they go 10 plays, 85 yards. You get a 6-yard touchdown run from Easton Nelson for the score. Point after touchdown was good. That made the score 15-0 in favor of Skyler. Hastings High then had a 13-yard punt early in the second quarter. Skyler took over at the Tiger 47. And on the second play, Josh Papa goes 47 yards for a touchdown for Skyler. The point after was good. That made the score 22-0 in favor of the Warriors. Hastings High then fumbles at the 50-yard line. Skyler puts together another nice drive, and finally they stuff it into the end zone from 4 yards out. Josh Papa scoring again. That made the score 29-0 in favor of Skyler. And Hastings High gets on the scoreboard right before halftime. 9 seconds to play. Brady Rutt throws a 15-yard touchdown pass to James Hammack. Ricochets off of the hands of Tanner Jones, but Hammack grabs it in the end zone for the score. 2-point conversion was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. Hastings High trailing the Skyler Warriors tonight by the score of 29-8.
Well, a much better job in the second quarter offensively for the Tigers. They were able to muster up 147 yards just in the second quarter, a lot through the air. I can't remember the last time, Mike, that we have watched a quarterback for Hastings High, primarily an offensive threat on the ground as Hastings High Tigers. And tonight they're finding ways to move down the field through the air as we see Brady Rutt on the half, 8 of 12 passing, 110 yards, one touchdown, that coming there late in the second quarter, James Hammack. So a good quarter of passing for a good half football for Brady Rutt throwing the pig around. Hastings High with 19 carries and 47 yards, so 157 total yards of offense, 7 first downs. But remember, Mike, in the first quarter, Hastings High was held without a first down, so all 7 of those first downs coming in the second quarter. We look on the side of Skyler. Primarily, the passing's been all done by Josh Papa. Skyler's passing 5 of 6 on the first half, 101 yards, and one touchdown for Skyler through the air. 25 carries for the Warriors for 153 yards, so 254 of total offense in the first half. The leading guys for Skyler, Josh Papa, as we said, mentioned 5 of 6 passing, 101 yards. On the ground, Papa, 11 carries, 99 yards. He's really been the one that's hurt the Tigers offensively tonight. One touchdown on the ground as well for Papa. And Ethan Nelson with 12 carries and 46 yards and a touchdown as well. That coming from 6 yards out in the first quarter. We look on the side of Hastings High. Brady Rudd is, again, we mentioned, 8 of 12 passing, 110 yards, one touchdown. In the first half, he has 8 carries, 22 yards. He did carry the ball in for that 2-point conversion there late in the second quarter. Other guys to note, Tanner Jones, 6 carries in the ball game for 20 yards. A couple of guys getting in there. Jonathan Lanson, a couple of catches in the first half. Tanner Jones with a couple of catches, 26 yards. And James Hammack with that one catch for 4 yards, and that going for a touchdown. But as we said, they get on the board. They get 8 points. They trail by 3 scores. Nothing hurt, but they're going to have to do a lot of coaching in there and a lot of adjustments in for the second half. And mistakes, they got to keep their hands on the football. Mike, 6 fumbles in the first half for Hastings High, and that has really hurt them. Hastings, that squandered away one of the drives. The Tigers were able to get into Skyler territory, and that went back the other way, and then Skyler scored 2 plays later. So they need to keep the hands on the football, but nothing hurt here so far in the first half.
Got some scores from around the state tonight. Scotts Bluff is leading McCook by the score of 7-0. North Platte out on top of Lincoln High, the score 21-9. Lincoln East is leading Lincoln North Star by a score of 10-7. Some more scores coming in. Fremont Bergen is out on top of Homer by a score of 17-0. I know you're sitting on the edge of your seats for that one. Shelton 20, Nebraska Christian 6. That's at halftime. Adams Central has scored first over Sydney. Patriots out on top of the Red Raiders by a score of 7-0. They are in the first quarter. Out west, Kearney High and Columbus tied up 7-7 at halftime. Aurora now has the lead in their ball game as well. We'll double check that score. Elm Creek is leading Burwell. The score is 8-7. Other scores coming in. Ravenna is leading Donovan Trumbull at halftime. The score is 14-0. The last check, Loomis had a big lead over Harvard. It was 39-6 at the end of the first quarter. We will keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the rest of this ball game. And in conclusion of this contest, we will join Blaine Bulis and Tyson Avronik this year for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. We'll have all the scores across the state, week number 1, the high school football season coming up. So stay with us. Complete coverage of high school football here on 1230 KHIS. We are at halftime. Skyler has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. It's Skyler 29 and Hastings 8. We'll take a 1-minute timeout, then we'll check in with Paul Merkowitz, head coach for the Hastings College Broncos. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS. All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field it is 29-8. Skyler's got the lead over Hastings High as we get ready for the third quarter. Lawrence Nelson has a halftime lead over Exeter Milligan tonight. Score is 12-8. 12-8 in eight-man action tonight. It's Nelson out on top of Exeter Milligan tonight. Lawrence Nelson playing first game without Gary DeBoer aside. Things going well for them. 12-8 at halftime. What else? We have Crete leading Grand Island Northwest 21-3. They're at halftime. Lincoln East got their lead over Lincoln North Star 10-7. Aurora leading by a couple of scores over Seward at halftime. It is 21-7 at ball game. Last check, Adams Central put another touchdown on the board. They're leading Sydney now. Late in the first quarter, the score is 14-0. Fremont Bergen out on top of Homer. It is 17-0. Shelton is leading Nebraska Christian at halftime. The score is 20-6. Again, after our broadcast here from the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take you out to Sydney, get you the conclusion of the Adams Central Sydney football game. And then Tyson Avronik and Blaine Bulis will be along with a CPI Mr. Tyers scoreboard show. All the scores from week number one. The high school football season coming up for you tonight, I guess, officially from the NSAA. This is week number zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
that's
zero. So the Tigers going to get the ball here to begin the third quarter. Here's the kickoff. And like we have seen all night long, some tremendous kickers out there. Of course, it's Tanner Jones for Hastings High. For Skyler, it is Johnny Laura been doing the kicking chores here for the Warriors. He bangs this one out of the end zone. So the Tigers going to have to come 80 yards. They want to get to the end zone for the second straight time.
Well, we'll start with the positives. Mike, we look at the second quarter. Hastings High able to muster up a lot of yards. Offensively, 147 of them in the second quarter. Via the air, 110 yards for Brady Rutt, one touchdown. So Hastings High was able to move the football late in the ball game. So, but the key thing, Mike, got to hang on to the football. Six fumbles for Tigers in the first half. They'll take over here on their own 20.
See what Hastings will do here. Like Jimmy said, they had some success throwing the football in the second quarter of play, but they're backed up right now. Their own 20-yard line. Brady Rutt just pitches the ball back here. That's going to be Tanner Jones. He gets it to about 22. They fake it inside, and they pitch it back. Tanner Jones, he takes it to the 22-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Emmanuel Quesada, the Skyler Warrior defense. Pick up a two on the play and second down and 8 yards to go. The Tigers far left, far right, north to south. Here in this the third quarter of play just underway.
And again, good penetration from the Skyler defense. Again, Brady Rutt had a guy with a hand on him as he made that pitch, Tanner Jones, and that's been a connection they have had trouble with all night, but they were able to hang on to it. Now Rutt will pass.
And he's going to have it knocked down here at the line of scrimmage. A lot of penetration there. Getting his big meat hooks up there was big number 73, Brandon Sabata. Sabata knocks it down. He's 5'10", 200 pounds, and a senior with a couple of fumbles last year. Had 47 stops. Skyler Warrior defense in 2009.
Mike, we talked about coming in the ballgame. Hastings High up front. 240 left tackle, 230 left guard, 200, 200, 240. Good size. Much bigger than the Skyler defensive front, but they have had troubles locking them all night long. Big penetration there to bring up a third down call here for the Tigers.
Rutt backs up again. He wants to throw the football across the center of the field. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted at the 35, back to the 30 of Hastings, down to the 27, and down he goes. So another turnover on Hastings High. This one is an interception. That's the first INT of the night for Brady Rutt, and the ball is picked off by none other than Josh Papa.
I double-checked the roster. I thought there was like three of him on the field in the first half. He was all over defensively, had a lot of yards offensively, and there he steps right in front of Tanner Jones, picks that off. It would have been plenty for a first down, but the first errant pass for Brady Rutt on the season, that goes the way of Skyler. They will take over on the Tiger 27-yard line. 11:09 left to go here in the third quarter.
Josh Papa is now in the right quarterback as he hands the ball away, and now the laundry flies. The whistles sound here. They're going to blow this play dead. Kind of an interesting formation for Skyler. We brought it up, Jimmy, in the first quarter. Papa does not go actually under center, and he's not really in the shotgun formation. He's just about a yard or two behind the center. Center just kind of flipped the ball back there, and then they run the play from there. I've never seen that before.
That's been pretty effective so far here in this ball game. We talked about Papa, 99 yards on 11 carries there in the first half, and he handed that off to Ethan Nelson, but again, they blew it dead. Penalty went on the way of Skyler. That'll cost 5 yards. Bring up first and 15 here. Ball pushed back out to the Tiger 32.
Then Coach Rebug referred to this as the pistol offense. Skyler pistol offense. Now he's under center here as Papa rolls to his right after the play action, and he unloads it into the end zone. He's got a man touchdown. All alone, Caleb Sabata grabs the ball there, and another touchdown, a 32-yard touchdown pass here in the third quarter, and the Skyler Warriors are on the scoreboard again.
I believe that was James Hammack, number 85, on coverage there with Sabata. Sabata, great speed, has been able to get behind the Tiger secondary a couple of times tonight. That's his second touchdown receiving. He had one of 15 yards in the first quarter. That one there goes by the way of 32 yards, and trouble for the Tigers here as they dig themselves even deeper as we got Lara in the game for the extra point.
That's a second touchdown reception for a touchdown for Caleb Sabata tonight. Scored the first one of 15 yards. That one covers 32. The PAT is drilled through the uprights with 10 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Skyler 36, Hastings High 8. Well, an interception there, Jimmy, from our quarterback, Brady Rutt. One play, 32-yard touchdown pass, Josh Papa to Caleb Sabata. That's not what we'll see early early in the second half. A touchdown there for Skyler. The Warriors go out on top by the score of 36-8.
Now Skyler was able to put some good drives together of 10 plays, 12 plays, 13 plays. That one there covers one play, 32 yards. Sabata hauls in the 32-yard touchdown reception as, again, Johnny Lara kicking that one through the end zone. I don't believe there's been a kickoff return this evening.
Yeah, just put the ball down at the 20 and say, 20 and let's, guys, go. Let's go.
Well, again, Hastings digging themselves an even bigger hole as, again, another mistake by the Tiger offense. Six fumbles tonight in the ball game, one interception. They've all been costly. That one there, they able to throw the deep ball and get another touchdown. Skyler leads this ball game 36-8. Tigers up to the line of scrimmage here with 10:59 left to go in the third quarter.
All right, we're at the 20-yard line. Hastings high again with the ball. Brady Rutt grabs it, and penalty flags fly again. They blow this baby dead.
Patrick Opperman on the right side. Got about a half-a-second head start on everybody else. That'll cost the Tigers 5 yards. It'll put it back 15 and bring up first and 15 here in the third quarter.
But the Hastings high offense really reminds me of a early season scrimmage. In fact, I thought the Tigers looked a lot better in the scrimmage last Friday night. They did here so far in the ballgame.
Well, the thing is, you've been beating on each other all the way through fall camp and two-a-days and everything, and you look forward to that first game. But, yeah, just I don't know whether it's jitters or what would be the case, but the Tigers make way too many mistakes here in this first ballgame.
Right, hands it away again. That's Herringer, and he's going to be brought down after a yard or so game. Hastings High's offensive line, Jimmy, just not getting any push whatsoever. As a Skyler just sliding through there. Herringer just barely got his hands on the ball, and A.J. Parsons down the beat, chopped him down.
Well, the thing is, as soon as Brady Rutt turns around to hand the ball off to Herringer, Parsons right there. I mean, he was a couple of yards back, but Herringer was able to lean forward, get the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. But again, another tough down here. Second down and 15 for the Tigers. Two wide receivers outright.
Ball just across the 15-yard line. So Herringer, not much of a gain there, if any. Brady Rutt backs up, and now he wants to run the quarterback option. This side, he's still got the ball. Lutz man at the 20. He gets it to the 24-yard line. He fumbles the football, and a big stack up again. I think Hastings got back on top of it. Yeah, he got back on top of it down here at 24. Covering the pick up down there was John Lainson. Hastings High, the hit there by Ethan Shada. Lainson recovers the fumble there for Hastings High. What is that, seventh fumble now for Hastings?
Yeah, the gain was good. Brady takes it off right side and doesn't elect pitch the football. Cuts it up, seen an opening. Picked up 9 good yards. Going to bring up third down and 6, but again, another fumble. Seventh one on the evening.
Oh, Hastings looking at third down and long. Ball is on their own 24-yard line. Rutt backs up again. He's got time. Looking. Throws it across the center of the field. It's going to be caught out here at the 31-yard line. Fumbles the football. It is picked up here by Skyler. Running the football on the far side is the Warriors, and they take it bound to about the 16-yard line, and another turnover on Hastings.
That pass attempted to Brady Minkie, and I don't know whether Minkie actually fumbled it or whether the ball got tipped out of his hands, but the reception was made. And I believe the ball was stripped out of his hands, but again, another mistake as Brady Minkie had enough for the first down, unfortunately for the Tigers, but that goes the other way. Now the Skyler Warriors, good field position. They'll take it all the way down to the Tiger 15-yard line.
Chris Orellana on the interception there, or the fumble recovery, whichever way we're going to score this one. Nevertheless, Skyler's got the ball at the Hastings high 15-yard line. There's a running play straight up the gut. There's carrying Tigers with him. Nice pickup down around the 7-yard line. Dylan Holtmeyer in stop for the Hastings high Tigers. Carrying the football there with the Skyler Warriors, I think, was Orellana again. Checks in there, and now is a running back for Skyler. Warriors pick up 9 yards straight up the pipe, right up the gut. They pick up 9 yards down the Tigers 6.
Makes it a pretty easy second down call here as we see Pa up under center. A couple of backs behind him.
Turns and hands it away again. Just sliding inside is going to be Easton Nelson. Nelson is going to have the first down as he only needed a yard first down. He takes it down inside the 5-yard line down by 4. Dylan Holtmeyer in the stomp again for the Hastings High Tiger defense. So it's going to bring up a first down and goal situation. 8:41 to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-8. Skyler's got the lead.
Boy, and really here early in the third quarter, most of the action taking place down on the other end of the field. That's not what we wanted to see, and the Tigers getting a very slow start again here in the second half of action as Skyler knocking on touchdown door as Papa in the gun.
The pistol. Here's a quick pitch again to Nelson, and he just takes it into the end zone. Sweet play to the left side. Easton Nelson takes it in from 5 yards out. Two turnovers, two drives for Skyler, and two touchdowns. This one comes with 8:19 to play. Third quarter, a 5-yard touchdown run from Easton Nelson for Skyler. That makes the score now 42-8 in favor of the Warriors with a PAT pending.
And if you're a betting man, this will be down and through the pipes here as Johnny Lara done a great job kicking the football. And the snap is down, the kick is up. Wouldn't you know it, it's good. So Skyler extends their leads now to 43-8 against the Hastings High Tigers.
8:19 to play. We're still in the third quarter here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Two turnovers, two touchdowns for Skyler, and they've added to their 29-8 halftime lead. 8:15 to play. Clock is running down. The clock is running right now for some reason. We're down to 8:10 to play.
Isn't it a continuous clock now?
That could be the case. All right, we're going to take a break here. 8:10 to play. It's now Skyler 43, Hastings 8. Tigers finally get to return a kick. Jake Rosin returning the kick there for the Hastings High Tigers. Out to the 25-yard line. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is 43-8. A 35-point lead now for the Skyler Warriors here in this third quarter as Brady Rutt stays in there at quarterback and just hands the ball ahead, straight ahead to about the 25-26-yard line. Adam Central has gone on top of Sydney now. It is 20-0. Adam Central 20, Sydney nothing. They are in the second quarter. It's Loomis leading Harvard 66-6. Scott's Bluff and McCook tied up at 7 points apiece. Hastings High looking at a second down and 9 yards to go now. Here's Brady Rutt with the ball again. Rolls to his right, cocks the arm, throws it, and it's going to be caught out here at the 34-yard line. I mean, he stopped short of a first down. They had to go all the way out to about the 35 or 36 for the first down. I think that's, is that James Struess into the ball game now for Hastings? No, that's going to be Tanner Jones on the reception there. I'm sure Rick Rebarger is going to shuffle some players in here.
Yeah, Tanner Jones on the reception there. A couple of receivers within a couple of yards there. I'm sure somebody run the wrong pattern, but it went for good positive yards. Brings up a third and short here for the Tigers.
Third and one from the 34-yard line. Rutt with the ball, hands it away again. Angles off left side. That's Herringer. He's going to get the first down across the 35 to the 36. Ethan Chata, and then the stop there. Giltner is out on top of Shelby at halftime, 22-20. As we continue to keep you up to date on some high school football scores throughout the area here tonight, Kearney High has got a 10-7 lead over Columbus tonight there in the second half of play. Hastings trailing here. The score is 43-8. Skyler is out on top. First down, 10 yards to go. Tigers have the ball on their own 38-yard line. Rutt, play action pass, wants to throw the ball, does so. Near side, it's caught at the 46 of the 47. On the receiving end of that one for Hastings High is going to be James Hannock. Caleb Sabata into the stop there for the Skyler Warriors. A pickup of 7 yards on the play. 5.5 to play, third quarter.
Well, and again, a good pass by Brady Rutt as he kind of threads the needle. A lot of white jerseys in and around Hammock. He makes another nice reception, a gain of nearly 7 yards. Going to bring up second down and about 2.5 yards to go here. 5:16 left to go here in the third.
Wide receiver comes to the near side. The ball is on the near side hash. Rutt has got the ball, pitches it back. Another fumble. Chasing the ball down is going to be Matt Geiger, and he goes down and covers it up at the 33-yard line. Matt Geiger into the ball game. Now as a running back, but that pitch was nowhere close to Matt's hands. And Geiger goes down to cover it up back here at the 33. A loss in the play, and it's now third down.
Well, again, good penetration from the Skyler defensive front. They were able to get in, get a hand on Brady Rutt. He had nowhere to go but to just try to get the pitch back to Geiger. And it was an errant pitch. And Tigers lost, what, about 12 to 13 yards on that play. So what was a second down and nearly 2.5 yards brings up a third and 14 for the Tigers.
Two wide receivers to the right side. Ball in the far side hash. Brady has got the ball. Cox the arm as he backs up, throws it. It's going to be in and out of the hands of Geiger, and the ball is going to be picked off. Nope. Or did he hang on to it? Yes, he did.
Yep.
An interception. Another turnover on Hastings High. Zeust, number nine. Brian Zeust on the interception there, and a second interception of the night for Brady Rutt.
Well, and you can't lay that blame on Brady. Brady threw a good pass over the secondary and got it into Geiger's hands, and Geiger just could not bring the football in. It went out of his hands and into the would-be defender's mitts. They take over on their own 48-yard line. Again, another turnover. I have them down for 8 fumbles, 2 interceptions, way, way too many mistakes in your first ball game.
All right, so Skyler's got the ball back, already leading by the score of 43-8 here in the contest. Here's Josh Papa. He's into the open. He's at the 35-30. Penalty flags are down, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and he's caught from behind. We'll check out the penalty flag. Tyler Rebarger, with tremendous speed, chases him down there for Hastings High, but a penalty flag back upfield. Josh Papa is brought down.
Again, hold the phone. I believe this penalty is going to go against Skyler and nullify that big game. But again, that resembles... I got a quick story to tell you. We had Tyler in midget football. He's a kid that his motor never quits. A running back, I can't even remember who he was playing. He was gone, and all of a sudden, here comes Tyler Rebarger out of nowhere to bring him down. He almost run the length of the field for a touchdown, but that was the case right there, and it almost resembled that as Papa was able to get through the line of scrimmage and bust it wide open, but Tyler Rebarger doing a great job not quitting and was able to bring him down, but the penalty goes against Skyler, so they'll be faced with a first and 15.
He can't quit on the play. Pops will not be happy at breakfast,
how would
will
you like to be under that roof in the morning if he quit.
Wow. How would that be to be a coach's son? So a penalty marched off here on Skyler. Now they go with an inside handoff again. That's going to be the running back, Easton Nelson, carrying the ball up to close to the 50-yard line. It's now second down. Tackle is made by Casey Lammers for Hastings High defensively. Clock running with 2.5 to play. it's always tough. It's happened several times, of course, in the high school ranks with the Pops being the head coach, and then you got the son playing on the football team. How would that be every night coming home from?
Well, I'll tell you what, that'd be the hardest situation because you've got to prove so hard that you are worthy of where you're playing when you get into the ball game, and be a tough job to have.
There's a handoff again as Skyler just goes straight ahead at this Hastings High Tiger defense. Yardage across the 45 down to the 43. Then a Hallbauer into the stop there for defensively. Tyler Rebar Grassel in the stop. Tyler also the backup quarterback for the Hastings High Tigers. Of course, Brady will be a senior. Brady's a senior this year. Tyler expected to maybe take controls as early as next year.
Yeah, just a sophomore. One bright thing, you look at the Hastings High roster, 23 sophomore roster for Rick Rebo, the younger underclassman. Number.
Menarik into the ball game now as a quarterback for Skyler. He gives it away. Easton, just right in the cheek of the buzzsaw there before he runs into Casey Lammers again. Lammers, a junior linebacker there for Hastings High, 180 pounds and six-footer. Second down first down here for this third quarter. We're down to a minute to play. Skyler's scored twice, two turnovers on Hastings. Drive of the third quarter, and they got the football down here at the Hastings High 37. Nelson again takes the ball inside the 35 and dives his way down to about the 33rd line. Tackle is made by Ellarud Resendez on the play for Hastings High. Resendez in on the stop there for the Tigers. Now it's going to bring up a third down and one. 35 seconds to go. Skyler with the ball down here at the Hastings High 32.
Boy, and Hastings High up front, Mike, just has no answer for the Skyler. They have done a great job opening up holes. They're 6 years, and it's all because it's smack football, and the Tigers have no answer.
It's going to be Menarik in the pistol offense here as they hand it again. Boy, and it's going to be another first down as they pound it down to the 29-yard line. Tackle is made by Hall again for Hastings. Ryan Jimmy has done the job. We've had no defense all night long tonight. I'm sure some second and third team made down for Skyler, though.
Yeah, the officials are conferring down. I didn't see a flag down. They're
first down
conferring now. But you look at the Skyler offensive line, Mike, you wouldn't think that they would be able to move this big defensive front 185, 185, 210, 190. But again, they have flat done the job, opening up some holes, and Skyler is just milking the clock away of the third quarter. The Tigers trail going into the final quarter, 3-8.
The high school football on 12 KHIS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing Soundfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on. Mr. Tire has 9 tire when field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Will Field, Hastings trailing Skyler by the score of 43-8. Beginning of the fourth quarter, Ravenna's out on top of Donovan tonight, 21-0. Carney High with 5:45 to play in the third quarter. He's got the lead over Columbus, 17-7. Lions has jumped out on top of Shad Western in the first quarter, 12-0 is the score there. Adam Sent continues the lead. There's out in Sydney, 20-0. Here's a pitch play to Nelson again on a first down and 10 from the 20s. He takes the ball to about the 23, a pickup of 6 yards in the play. Skyler putting up some big numbers against High Tiger defense.
Yeah, Mike, again, just mistakes from the Tiger offense, and Skyler taking advantage of those as Skyler puts up 79 yards in the third quarter, two first downs, but one touchdown through the air for Skyler there in the third quarter. Hastings High, 3 of 6 passing for Brady Rupp, 14 yards, 2 interceptions, and rushing the football, Hastings High, 6 for 16 in the third quarter, 30 yards, 1 first down, and Skyler is on the move again, Mike.
Justin Benoit, the quarterback that is, goes straight ahead. They pound the ball all the way down inside yard line, down to about the 13. John Lanson in the stop there. Oriana was the ball carrier for the Skyler Warriors. All the team is plowing the ball straight ahead against the Tiger D. 11 minutes to go. Football game, not a good beginning here for Rick Rebar and the Hastings Tigers. It was 29-8 at halftime. Tigers then on straight possessions in the third quarter turned the ball over, and the Skyler turned them into touchdowns on the other end. This is the third series for Skyler here in the second. It's the, there is a side Blaine Gatz over there for Hastings High defensively. Chopping down. No gain in the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Football is at the Tiger 13-yard line. As Skyler moving to our right during the fourth quarter, north to south. And tonight, for this, but they have not to cheer about tonight. Justin Menarik is your quarterback in this pistol offense. He's got the ball, turns, and hands it away. Down to the 10-yard line, still on his feet, down to about the 7 before he is brought down into play. As Skyler continues to pound the ball straight ahead, that's Oriana again, the ball carrier there for Skyler. A pickup of about 4 yards in the play, maybe 5. We'll call it third down, 5 yards to go. Brady Minky to the stop for Hastings High defensively.
Well, and again, Mike, we talk about the offensive line of Skyler getting the job done just here in the second half. 12 carries and 67 yards. They have one pass that has gone for a touchdown here in the second half, but they've done a great job up front, opening up some good holes.
Here's another straightaway handoff. That's going to be their workhorse out there, Chris Oriana, a running back there for Skyler, who's carried most of the load here in the second half. 5'6", 150-pound senior. He just goes straight ahead for a couple of yards as he takes the ball down to the Hastings High 7-yard line. Now Skyler's looking at a fourth down and 4 situation from the Hastings High 7 with a 43-8 lead.
Well, as we look ahead to next week, the Hastings High Tigers will have that crosstown matchup against the Adams Central Patriots, so it does not get any easier next week as the Tigers and Patriots will face off.
Let's check. Adams Central had the lead over Sydney 20-0. They were in the second quarter out west. Here's a pitch play to Oriana. He eludes one man back here, and he crosses the 5-yard line down to about the 3. Hastings High had that one stopped in the backfield, but Chris Oriana slipped away from a would-be tackler, picked up the first down and more as he takes it down to about the 2-yard line. Holtmeyer in the stop for Hastings defensively, but again, Schuyler's down here knocking on touchdown door with 8.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It is 43-8.
13th first down on the evening for Schuyler, and boy, a couple of good backs in Oriana doing a good job here relieving Ethan Nelson. Nelson, his night probably done. 21 carries, 99 yards, and a couple of touchdowns for Nelson in the game. Two Schuyler running backs will be over 100 tonight.
Oriana's going to take it into the end zone. Off of the right side, he angles to the right, and he takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. Wow. Skyler has given us a spanking. 8 minutes and 6 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. It's 49 to Skyler.
Well, there'll be a lot of things in practice that shored up. One thing is defensive front. They're going to have to do some adjusting or some changes because Skyler, as we said, not very big up front. They are just flat getting the job done, moving the big guys around for Hastings High. They've done everything they've wanted between the tackles. And again, Oriana takes that one in from 1 yard out, right between the tackles, and Johnny Lara now into the game for Skyler, and again, Skyler extends their lead now with 8:06 left to go. Skyler 50, Hastings High 8.
Bob is
more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus floor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Equal Part Pharmacies give the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at Pharmacy and the Hastings Medical.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Hastings College. Just before the break, what I was going to say was problem is tougher teams, I think, than Skyler tonight. Not to take anything away from Skyler, but what we have on the schedule, we're going to see a lot tougher teams down the stretch here. Hastings got to find something to regroup.
Well, and again, Mike, you just need to swing away. That's going to be a tough loss again for Hastings High as Skyler's come here. A lot of high hopes that the Tigers had a chance to take it comfortable in and maybe getting a victory, but boy, Skyler is coming to, and yes, Adams Central next. Season does not get any easier when you're playing Class B football. There's a lot of teams around here. You've got Aurora that is good every. You've got McCook. You can line. You go east. You've got Crete. You've got both for the Tiger that they need to.
The kickoff again goes. We're going to have a touchback. Hastings High will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Mike, we talked about the offensive line. We hate to keep harping on it, but that's where things are. Games are won. Skyler has flat done the job. They are averaging nearly 6 yards a carry. And on the defensive side of things.
All right. We have a new quarterback in there. Tyler Rebarger is going to come in there now. They call the plays for Hastings. They hand the ball away. They have the 20 out to the 22-yard line. So now Tyler, a sophomore for Hastings, 50 seconds to play. See what Tyler can do out there. Number one still out there. Head coach Rick Rebarger. Putting out wide to the left side is going to be Jamick. Wide out goes to the right side as well. Ball is on the near side hash. Rebarger brings, turns, and hands the ball away. It's going to be Rebarger carrying the ball. Fake across the 25 to the 30 out to the 30-yard line. So it's up about 10 yards on a play, maybe 11. Hastings High is first number 9.
Had a good job by Tyler there. Just put the football right in the belly and was able to pick up a nearly 10 yards and a first down for the Tigers. 7:04 and counting here in the fourth quarter.
Adams Central leading Sydney at halftime 20-0. Here's Rebarger again. Got a nice fake again. Rebarger got the ball across the 35 to the 40 out to the 45-yard line. Rebarger picks up about 13 yards in a play. He don't want to face Pops tomorrow, does he?
Tyler
Rebarger with a couple of nice plays. Impressed by his ball faking there inside.
You don't think he's had 365 7 days a week, do you?
In the backyard?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Tyler's going to be a good one, though. He's just got to get some experience. Just a soft.
6.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Play now coming to the nearest of the open. 5 down to the 40-yard line. Hastings High, full success. Tanner Jones, Tanner Jones, your running back for Hastings. So Jones takes the ball down to the 39-yard line of Schuyler. The only touchdown for Hastings came right with 9 seconds to play in the second quarter. Brady Rutt threw a 15-yard touchdown pass to James Hammock that actually ricocheted off of the hands of Jones. They got it down right before halftime. Other than that, Hastings has not even sniffed the end zone here in this one. Here's Rebarger again with the ball. Option play right side. He's at the 9-10, down to the 7. Rebarger, nice gain from the 40 down to around the 7-yard line. 30-plus yards there for Tyler Rebarger. Now Hastings knocking on Tondora behind the sophomore quarterback, Tyler Rebarger.
Downs on the night, and a nice job again by Tyler Rebarger. He had a would-be, was able to juke and get around the outside. Tyler, a tremendous track star for Hastings High, made it to state last year in the 800 and placed up there very well as a freshman. Looking for higher job, 35-yard gain, first down to the 5-yard line, Tigers.
All right, Rebarger is up under center. Going to mark the football right here at the 5-yard line. There's a handoff to Herringer. Herringer takes it to about the 4 before he is knocked down there. Marvin Ibarra, another stop there for the Schuyler Warriors. So I'm sure Hastings would like to get some more points here on the scoreboard. The game is well out of hand. 50-8, Schuyler has got the lead. The Tigers just looking for something to take out of this ball game.
Yeah, something to finish the game on a positive note. The game has been pretty much well in hand early on as Schuyler has done a tremendous job tonight. But something just to keep the chin up and keep practice going for next week.
Here's a Rebarger option play. Pitches the ball back. It's going to be fumbled here by Jones. It is still loose in the end zone. Jones dives for it. He grabs it, and it's going to be a touchdown, Hastings. Well, I'm sure that's not how you design him, but we'll take it, a 4-yard touchdown run officially. Tanner Jones, he fumbles the football into the end zone. It was loose. It bounces toward the corner. Tanner on the ball, and that's a touchdown, Hastings.
Well, I tell you what, great effort by Tanner Jones. That's probably the third or fourth fumble he has had tonight, and I'm sure when that ball come loose again, he was like, oh, no, not again. And he was able to stay focused, get on top of the football, and get the touchdown. But a nice job there by the Tiger offense, led by Tyler Rebarger all the way downfield as they go 80 yards on that drive, led by the good running Rebarger. Tanner Jones with the touchdown of 4 yards. Now Jones into the game for the PAT.
All right, so now it's 50-14. Ball is down. Here comes the extra point for Hastings. Tanner Jones drills the PAT. So the PAT is good. The Tigers are on the scoreboard here. 4 seconds to play in the football game. It is now Schuyler 50, Hastings 15.
Kling Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Town, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Ravenna is leading Donovan Trumbull 8-0 into the third quarter. Aurora out to a 28-7 lead early in the third quarter over Seward. Fremont Bergen is leading Homer 17-0. Schuyler now has a 50-15 lead. Seaside Tigers here late in the fourth quarter. Last check, Adams Central had a 20-0 lead over Sydney. It was at halftime in last check. So we lead our post-game show here. We'll switch you to Sydney, get the conclusion of the Adams Central Sydney ball chance. Then we'll get you in the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show. Week number 0.
He drilled in the year as he looks like.
Get back line of scrimmage. The home team, they actually, oh, messed up. Another incident. Ryan Pike, Bill Carlin, the staff out there at Adams Central for giving away a home game. This is a game that ought to be played each and every year. Don't question here at facilities in the Midwest Sports Complex, or city rivalry. No to be played here. No matter if it's Adams Central State to say, Hastings High, Adams Central. You say it again. That game should be played here at the Osborne Sports Complex.
Not that we're partial to friendly confines here, but it just makes it, if you're a fan watching football games at some of the high school fields around, it's very tough to see from about the 30 on down to the goal line, and that's out there at Adams Central. But it just makes it such a better viewing environment for the fan. A really, really good crowd here next week with the Patriots and the Tigers.
That'll be our high school football game of the week next week. It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff on the air with Pigskin Preview at 6. Hastings College football team opens up their season next Saturday in Sioux City against the Briarcliff Chargers. That'll be a night game. Sioux City Saturday time out there. Now Schuyler's getting a 3rd down and 9 yards to go. Ball just crossed the 1-yard line. They will just continue to run the ball straight up the middle here. Not much there, but Schuyler's in no hurry to do anything cute here with plays and out. The sophomore running back carried the ball the last time there for Schuyler. So they're going to put football. Coming up after the ball game, our player of the game tonight. This game show is Jimmy. Take care of that. We'll get you out to Sydney for the Adams Central Sydney football game and then into the CPI Miss Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Here's the punt fielded there. Tricky one there as they grab 49-yard line in traffic.
Will Reimer on the return there. Very risky right in front of a defender. About a 35-yard punt. Will Reimer, he elected to take it. He could have been lit pretty good there, but he take over on the 49-yard line. I'm sure Tyler Rebarger again will be out there to lead the troops again. Yeah, Tyler's out there, number 10. Tyler with three carries, 58 yards. We're not trying to start a quarterback controversy because they as well are going against second and third teamers. But Tyler looked pretty good out there. You've got to be pretty happy. You got to try to find some positives in what has been a negative night for Tigers.
Ravenna 28, Donovan Trumbull nothing. They're in the middle of the fourth quarter. Under 2 minutes to play here. Hastings is trailing 50-15. Rebarger has got the ball. Full back and now runs it again to the near side. Rebarger to the 45, 40 cuts back, 35. Rebarger to the 30, and he's putting down at the 29-yard line. Tell you what, he might be the leading ball carrier by the end of this night.
Yeah, you know what? I think he already is. And I only chuckle because I know the talent that this kid has again and don't want to beat on the drum a bunch about the midget football program. It's a very good program for all kids that are involved. It really helps them get into that next level. But this kid has a heart watch for the next 3 years.
All right, Hastings with another first down. First and 10 at the 29-yard line with a minute 10 left here in the fourth quarter. Barger under center. Man motion now. Rebarger fakes ball in, touches the ball now to the far side of the field. Running it there for Hastings High is going to be Tyler O'Callaghan is into the ball game now. O'Callaghan is knocked down, out of bounds over there at about the 24-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. O'Callaghan with a ball carrier there. The Hastings High Tigers, 47 seconds to play. Clock is running, 50-15. Tigers trailing here in the ball game. Rebarger again up under center. Looks over the defense of Skyler on the second down call here. Second down and 5. Here's Rebarger. He's in trouble. He's going to run the football. They're hanging on. They're yanking on his jersey, and down he goes. Rebarger is knocked down at the 23-yard line. So a pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards. They were holding on for dear life there. They're yanking and pulling jersey down.
Tyler is one of those individuals. He gets around the corner. He's got a lot of speed. And that one there, Skyler was able to get a hand on, grab the jersey. And then a couple other white jerseys able there to pounce on him. Short game. Going to bring up third down and third down about 1 yard. Actually, no. That will be the final of the ball game.
So the clock is going to expire and Hastings High will drop their season opener again. It has not been since 2000 that Hastings High has won a season opener. They're going to continue that streak here tonight. Tonight is Hastings High going to drop a tough one to the Skyler Warriors. Skyler jumped down to a 29-8 halftime lead. Tigers then turned the ball over on two straight possessions in the third quarter. Skyler turns them both into touchdowns. They grab a 43-8 advantage. They go on to post a win over Hastings High tonight. The final score, Skyler 50, Hastings 15. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field. CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
If you've got a car, truck, or van that won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair at 463-6731. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repair, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, brakes and exhaust work, and has full or self-serve gas pumps. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 4 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm, Hastings. A proud supporter of local and area athletics.
You're out looking cars. Pull slowly into the lot. Stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you back. No pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lloyd Wilson Field. Jimmy Purcell, Hastings High, dropping this one tonight to Skyler. The final score of 50-15. Skyler scored on their opening session tonight. They go 12 plays, 80 yards, 15-yard touchdown pass. Josh Papa to Caleb Sabata. Two-point conversion good. 8-0 to score with 6-2 to play in the first quarter. Hastings in with 3 plays and out. Had to punt. Skyler got the ball back. They go 10 plays, 85 yards. 6-yard touchdown run from Easton Nelson. One half good. Made a score 15-0. Hastings High then had a 13-yard punt beginning of the second quarter. Skyler took over one play. Josh Papa goes 47 yards for a touchdown. The point after good. They made the score 22-0. Galler adds another touchdown after Hastings High fumble at the 50-yard line. Josh Papa goes a 41. Hastings High before the end of the first half on a 15-yard pass. Brady Rutt, James Hammack. And the Tigers have an interception and they fumble. The first two possessions, third quarter. Sir turns them into touchdowns on the other end. They get a 32-yard touchdown pass. Make it 36-8. And a 5-yard touchdown from